The doctor's carriage had arrived more than 8 hours ago, according to the clock above the fireplace. The pendulum, in a wave-like motion, dismissed each second without a care. Eloise paced the length of her chamber as if she were a prisoner in a cell. Her maid, Ivy, and her governess, Miss Sampson, checked on her from time to time and had already brought her breakfast and dinner. They reminded her to be patient and to stay out of the way. She obediently remained in her room and did not pester anyone with her questions. A few times she thought of throwing something at that clock to make it tick faster. An hour ago, two midwives rushed past her room, carrying basins with water, their faces strained with tension. Mother's wails chilled her body. To calm herself, Eloise imagined rocking the baby in her arms, like the caring 14-year-old big sister she would soon be. The screams ceased for several minutes. Hallelujah! With her pulse beating in her ears, she listened for a baby's whimpering. When a quarter of an hour had passed, and with no discernible cry from her mother or the baby reaching her ears, her stomach lurched. Unable to wait any longer, she bunched her skirts and crept towards her mother's bedroom. She passed through the corridors, by maids washing floors and the midwives with their heads bent together, whispering to each other. When she reached the door and got a glimpse of the scene inside, a blood-curdling scream left her lips.